It's The Record on KUOW. Fallout from last week's murder of a soldier and shootout in Canada's capital. A British Columbia government apology and exoneration for hanging six Native leaders 150 years after the fact. Plus, Rob Ford is not mayor of Toronto, but he's still in city government. Vaughn Palmer is columnist for the Vancouver Sun. He's here to tell us about these and other stories from Canada. Vaughn, thanks so much for joining us.
Hi, Ross. Good to be on today.
I understand there's a memorial service today for that soldier shot at your country's war memorial last week.
It was yesterday, and I think pretty much everybody in Canada lost it when they saw the scene, memorial service in Hamilton, the dead soldier's five-year-old son carrying his regimental colors in the funeral procession. It was a very emotional day in Canada. American Secretary of State John Kerry was here yesterday, and in Ottawa, the first foreign official to visit Canada since the terrorist attacks last week, and really a gesture of solidarity as much as anything, although, as you know, Canada and the United States are trying to cooperate on sharing information, on fighting terrorism. Kerry talked about the challenge for this generation. He said, you know, the World War II generation had that challenge, the Cold War generation had that one, and our challenge is to deal with a terrorist threat that goes on, that's a war, really, by people rejecting modernity and unfortunately manifesting itself in the kind of violence we saw in Canada last week with two military people killed in separate attacks.
Vaughn, what more do we know about the shooter 5 days on?
You know, the stuff that's been posted indicates a pretty troubled guy. Criminal record, drug issues, alienation from his family. But the RCMP, the head of the RCMP, said that there's still the investigation continues, but he did tape a video where he made it quite clear that he had been self-radicalized and a sympathizer with ISIS. So, you know, it's what do you call it, self-radicalized, lone wolf. He'd been in touch with some people, so it's a pattern that's all too familiar in the modern world, and unfortunately a young Canadian soldier paid for it with his life.
Vaughn Palmer, columnist for the Vancouver Sun, is speaking with us about news from Canada. 150 years late, but I understand the British Columbia government is apologizing for hanging six Native Americans. Tell us what this story is. Why were they executed in the first place?
This is it's 150 years later. It's a unique event in Canadian history, and a grim one. 150 years ago, a Native band in British Columbia ambushed a road crew that was trying to build a road along the interior of British Columbia and massacred them. They killed 20 people. And the leaders of the Native group were put on trial and hanged. They hanged five of them 150 years ago and another one the next year. What do we call it? Clash of cultures, just a grim, awful event. The government's apologized. It says it now recognizes this was actually a war these people were fighting, and it was an act of war, yes, but it wasn't a hanging offense. I guess the thing that jumped out to me, Ross, in the detail that the government put out as it apologized on the weekend was we now know from the records that the reason those Native leaders went to war was they were terrified of smallpox. Their communities had been ravaged, and you see that detail, Ross, and you go, people afraid of a disease that comes from overseas that they don't understand, that world is not as far removed from ours as we might wish it to be. So the apology is long overdue. Government tried to do it 20 years ago, didn't do it very well. They're still seeking our national government. This happened, Ross, before British Columbia was even part of Canada. It was still a British colony. Mm-hmm. And so they're now petitioning the national government, which actually has the power to actually pardon these leaders. But the BC apology certainly set the stage for it, and well-received in the community. It was delivered right at the cemetery where five of the Native leaders are buried.
Why the apology now? It sounds as though there's been action on this for 20 years, but why did it happen now?
Well, I would say what prompted it was a decision by the Supreme Court of Canada over the summer. This First Nation is the Tsilhqot'in people of British Columbia, and over the summer, in June, they won a landmark case before the Supreme Court of Canada, which recognized for the first time Aboriginal title to their land. The court recognized that there had never been a treaty, they had never signed their land away, it's still theirs. And after that decision, the government approached the First Nation leaders and said, we have to work out an arrangement whereby we can work together, because it's your land, how do we work together on it? And one of the first things the Native leaders said was, you've got to deal with this history of our leaders who were hanged. Our people have been haunted by this for generations. So that is what prompted the apology this time, done properly and in person. The premier actually delivered the apology and the exoneration on the floor of the legislature last week, and then they had the ceremony in the community where the hangings occurred on Sunday.
Finally, Vaughn, Rod Ford is no longer mayor of Toronto after the elections, but he's still going to be around City Hall, I understand.
He ran for re-election in the ward on the west side of the city that he had represented before he became mayor of Toronto, and he won handily, I think 60% of the vote, just waltzed to a win, so he will be back on council. His brother ran for mayor of Toronto. Rob stepped down from running for mayor because of he's fighting cancer, so his brother finished second. His nephew got elected to the school board in Toronto, and you know, Ford is facing a pretty tough fight on cancer, so we wouldn't make light of it or minimize it. But the general feeling is that if he manages to beat cancer, he'll probably be running for mayor in 4 years as well.
How's he doing? What's his condition? Is he out in public?
It's tough. He's you know, the prognosis, they're fighting it, but it's a tough fight. This is a serious cancer. It was discovered over the summer. It's what prompted him to drop out of the mayor's race in September. And as I said, nobody's making light of that. Whatever you think of the guy as a mayor, and look, there's huge relief in Toronto that he's gone from the mayor's office. I think everyone wishes him well in the cancer fight.
No one wishes that on anyone. Finally, Vaughn, Halloween's coming up this weekend, and someone just told me that there's a tradition in Canada of fireworks on Halloween.
Our little neighborhood will have a fireworks being set off on Friday night after the children are finished trick-or-treating. One of our neighbors always has a few fireworks and set them off, and that'll just add to the atmosphere of Halloween night. You'll hear that. The dogs, of course, in the neighborhood will all be cowering and hiding because they hate the fireworks, but that's all part of the tradition.
Vaughn, what are you going to dress up for on Halloween?
You know, I haven't really thought of it. My wife meets the children at the door. She has one of those arrows through the head. And the kids just love it. She usually steals the show on Halloween.
Vaughn Palmer, thanks so much.
Bye-bye, Ross.
Vaughn Palmer, columnist for the Vancouver Sun and our guest each week with News from Canada, the record produced by Amina Alsadi, Andy Hurst, Hannah Byrne, and Jeannie Yandel. Kaveh Anderson, Matthew Strybe, and Posey Gruner. Jim Gates is our editor, and our production assistant is Brianna Ripley. Bernard Ouellette is our engineer. He has those brown eyes you could swim in. David Hyde's our executive producer. I'm Ross Reynolds. This has been The Record for Wednesday, October 29th, 2014.